keeping Jewish laws.
Jewish teachers from Jerusalem went to Antioch. They started teaching members of the church that a person had to obey Jewish law in order to be saved. Paul and Barnabas were shocked at this teaching and tried to correct it. This only started an argument. Finally, the church leaders felt they needed to get guidance from the apostles. So they sent Paul and Barnabas to Jerusalem, along with several others. When they arrived at the church in Jerusalem, they gave a report on how eagerly the Gentiles received the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Pharisees among the membership responded by saying, "It's wonderful that they put their faith in Christ. Now they must be circumcised and taught to obey the laws of Moses." This caused a lot of discussion. Finally, the church leaders realized that this issue had to be resolved if the work of God was to prosper. They decided to meet together and not leave until they had God's will on this matter. At one point, Peter spoke to the group. He said, "I was the first one to preach the gospel to the Gentiles. God forgave their sins and gave them the Holy Spirit. I don't believe God would be pleased if we required them to do something that we Jews have not been able to do. Listen to what I say. It's only by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ that we can be saved from our sins, both Jews and Gentiles." Paul and Barnabas then told what God had done among the Gentiles. They described the miracles and the wonders that were done. James finally stood up and said, "Here's my advice. It wouldn't be right to put all of our rules on the Gentiles. Instead, let's give them three simple commandments. Don't eat meat that has been offered to idols. Don't be immoral. Don't eat blood or anything that has been strangled." The church agreed on this idea and put it in a letter which was sent to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas. They also sent a couple of men, so there would be no doubt that the letter was from them. One of the men was Silas. When they arrived in Antioch, they gave the letter to the church leaders, who read it to the congregation. The church received the letter with joy. Everyone was encouraged when they heard of their freedom in Christ.